So I'm here with Davo after our home win 4-2 against Leighton in the league. Couldn't have asked for a better reaction, could you, after the 4-0 home defeat in the FA Cup on Tuesday?
No, absolutely. It was a really, really good performance. Delighted with the 3 points. I think it's been coming. We've been a bit unfortunate in the league. Some of the games we've probably deserved a bit more than we've got. And today, pretty much for the majority of the game, we were by far the better team, I thought, and deserved the 3 points.
It took me through your team talk and the lads' sort of thinking and attitude, because during the week I've seen obviously a lot on social media around the players and big question marks over the club and their response to Tuesday. How was that in the dressing room?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a big session on Thursday. We stayed till about just before 10 o'clock training and various chats with certain players and just trying to get into their heads a little bit, because unfortunately we seem to be letting ourselves down at times during games and it's costing us. So I think a lot of what we need to do is a mental thing, because we are lacking that bit of experience. It's very hard to coach experience into people, but you can give pointers and examples. And I'll be honest, I thought the reaction was absolutely first class. There was a good buzz about the place despite the really down feeling after the other day. as you said, you know, we're getting a lot of grief for things that we say and methods that we use and so-called excuses that we're giving for defeats and certain performances. But you know, the reality of the situation is, you know, we work very, very hard, and to get a result like today really pays off for that hard work that we're putting in. So in terms of the response, it was first class, and I'm chuffed to bits with it. I'm very proud of the lads.
And then the first half, you couldn't have got off to a better start. Sort of 35 seconds in, and Simba's put you 1-0 up. Great start.
Yeah, Simba, really pleased for him. We had some question marks over him. We were disappointed that he wasn't available till 9 o'clock on Tuesday, and that did affect us on Tuesday. I don't care what anyone says, it did affect us. And he paid us back today. Yeah. Like you said, straight away, first minute, like you said, he's got picked up the ball, jinked past one or two and smashed it in. A fantastic start for us. Didn't build on it, really, as much as our play deserved to. I felt like the keeper's made two or three great saves. I don't know how he clawed one or two of them out, to be honest. We should have finished it. As it was a good save, it was a bad miss as well. So we should have got a couple of goals ahead, really, in that first 25 minutes. So I thought we were excellent. And then... I'm not sure what minute it was in, but midway through the first half, lads got down the wing and he certainly wasn't shooting, I don't think. Or he may have been, it didn't seem like it, but he's whipped the ball in, it's sailed right in underneath the crossbar and in. So really disappointing way to get level. We didn't really play as well for that last 15 minutes again in that first half as we did for the first half an hour, but we were well on top, and it was a real shame that we didn't come in ahead at half time. So I thought we should have been two or three up.
And then second half, obviously the game seems to explode into life, and suddenly there's a few goals, and at times you're very comfortable, and then you're pegged back into the game, and then it becomes comfortable again. So it'll talk us through the feeling of the second half.
Yeah, it was. It was great that we had a good start to the second half. You know, we've let ourselves down in that start period just after half time a fair few times, and today we put in a good display from pretty quickly on. Second goal was Simba's header, wasn't it? I think cross come in, he's glanced a great header across, got across his man and glanced it in for a really good 2-1. Third goal, Simba got, not long after that we got a third goal. Simba's got in, used his pace, got inside there between their centre half and full back, cut the ball across for Darryl Phillips, who's knocked one in for 3-1. You think maybe that's game dead at that point. Unfortunately, a bit of naivety defensively. We've given a cheap ball away, which we never should have done, and their lads shrugged off Craig Stanley, and after he was thrown the ball, and he screamed an absolute worldie in, hasn't he, for 3-2, and you think, oh dear, you know, this is a test for us, because like I say, there's a lot of question marks over him at the moment. But full credit, they bounced back, and we got a fourth goal. We brought on Mikey from the youth team, who's been outstanding in the youth team, and this is what we do. We look to progress players, and he's got in and set Simba up for his hat-trick and 4-2, and we finished the game off from there. So, chuffed to bits with it. Great that we got the 3 points. Great that we've had a reaction. Nice to get our first league win of the season. And, you know, we go into a cup game and then a weekend off. So, really good time to get 3 points. I was also... It's amazing that we finished the game with seven lads, all 19 or under on the pitch. So, if anyone wants to see what we're about, we've looked to progress players. We've got young lads in the team, and we are looking to develop them. So, to win a game 4-2 against Leighton, who are an established team at this level and quite a big and strong physical team, to finish the game with 7 19-year-olds or under is a magnificent feat, I think.
And you say obviously about the young players. I was going to come on to Mikey, who's come on and he's come up from the youth team, and he joins Ben Toy, who's obviously recently got a couple of goals for you. The method seemed to be working well here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and full credit to Pete Sydenham and prior to that Craig Martin, who turned around the youth team. The youth team was an absolute farcical situation for a while. I'm not going to go in too much about, but we were losing 10s and 12s and 15-0s and stuff under the last regime. And first thing I wanted to do was stamp that out. And full credit to the chairman, Steve Cantle, who's done that and wanted to do that and wanted us to have a good youth setup that we can progress people through. And you only got to look at the facts. Since that's happened, we've progressed a fair few through the youth team. We've got three lads all in the youth team that are all playing for us now: Rob Colfer, Ben Toy, Mikey, and there's going to be more as well. You know, we had Adam Chalk, we signed him up, the youth team captain. He'll be, I'm sure, introduced at some stage. And if anyone wants to progress as a footballer, as a young footballer, then this is the place they're going to do it, that's for sure.
And obviously you mentioned Tuesday, you got Bashy in the Hampshire Cup. Local, maybe not so much of a local derby for the club, but certainly a derby for yourself. Thoughts going into that game?
Yeah, look forward to that. I mean, we had some great times at Bashley. An old mate, Steve Riley's there now managing, and I'm sure he'll get that club going again because he's a good guy and a good manager. So hopefully we can get a result. Most importantly, if we can get through in the Hampshire Cup, it's a great competition. I think it's a prestigious competition, and we'll be taking it seriously. But we're also mindful that we've got some injuries, and we need to manage that a little bit and make sure that we're fit and raring to go, because we've got 2 weeks off now, or a Saturday off in the league. So it'd be a great opportunity to rest a few bodies, and hopefully by the next league game we'll have a few people back.
Well, Dave, congratulations on 3 points. It moves you up the table, and best of luck for Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.